Kalma. Huminga ng malalim. Okay, I can't do it as good as the movie, but I'm just happy to say that we at Linya Linya finally made our first short film. We've been working so hard on building the Linya Linya universe and our own characters, and they come to life in our short film called Kalma. It's available on Facebook and IGTV. Ali and I are so proud of the product and the reception, and we hope that you could watch the video, share it with your loved ones, and spread this message of hope. While I have you, we have new designs on www.linyalinya.ph, where 10% of all sales will go to our beneficiaries. Thank you so much for your support.
About the burp.
Sabi.
Welcome to the Wake Up Just
Podcast.
Ako lang ba may piyok ka dun?
May eh, piyok. Kasi iniwan mo si Eri.
Okay, game.
Welcome. We are doing a...
We're gonna do Twitter scrolls.
What is Twitter scrolls if you don't know what Twitter scrolls
is? I think it's is kasi... Twitter scrolls is a segment.
Yes,
so we're talking about the segment, oh, not the scrolls.
You're not saying naman Twitter scrolls. I really like doing Twitter anyway.
Twitter scrolls, it's the segment where we just read off of Twitter and what the trending topics are, and we just give our reactions.
Our unprofessional opinions.
Yes. And also, FYI, we did not read this beforehand, so...
This
is unfiltered.
The only thing that we are experts on are, one, we don't kill people. Two, we believe in human life and respect and love. That's it. So, what we did was we asked people in our exclusive Facebook group for their...
Suggestions.
Parang, anong, what topics do you want us to discuss? Yeah. So, here are some. The first one. Some good news. Which, by the way, yung some good news of John Krasinski?
It's ended na, diba?
Hindi ko type.
Ah, talaga? I've never seen an episode.
Medyo...
So, John Krasinski, Jim from The Office US version, has a news type show, like a fun online digital show.
On YouTube, yeah.
Nahiya naman siya sa Wake Up With Jim and Sab podcast.
Oo nga eh.
Kung makalait ka, Jim.
Ay, seryoso. Hindi ko pala seryoso. Nay, ang point ko is like, parang it feels so fake. I know that's what he's trying to do. And parang it seems so like Disney. Parang Jim Halpert was dry. Of course, he's not Jim Halpert. Anyway.
But it is called Some Good News.
I know. Pero parang ano lang niya eh. Parang, tara guys! Tara na guys! Yung alam mo yun, yung mga nasa, yung I've had so many office mates na ganun eh. And yung mga batchmate na, tara guys! Guys!
So you feel like he's pressuring you to feel better?
I know. May sort of ganun because dahil sa pagka-corny niya.
Oh, not, talaga? Not, okay. I haven't seen an episode. I can't say for sure. But if the guy's making some people happy, then go for it.
Of course. I'm not bashing him. I am. I'm just... I'm saying I'm disappointed in him.
Oh, you're so mean.
No, I'm disappointed because I love Jim Halpert.
Okay.
Okay.
He's not Jim Halpert.
So, some good news. Okay. From Ross Cueta? Cuetua.
Laugh trip kung si John Krasinski biglang mag-tweet na parang, at Jim Bacaro, weh.
Astig.
That's all the haters want.
Astig.
Attention.
From, okay, here. Marikina City Mayor Marcelino Marci Teodoro on Tuesday said mass testing for COVID-19 is being conducted on at least 6,000 tricycle drivers who have resumed plying the city's roads amid the modified enhanced community quarantine in the NCR. First question, ano na ba What? Ano na ba?
I just heard that Marcy Teodoro is doing wonders for Marikina.
Yeah, even before people were saying na they're relief goods and shit, meron na agad ang mga, yung mga Marikina friends natin. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a package. What? Tas tayo hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin. Thanks, Joy. ano yun? Sabi ito, can you help summarize for the people in whatever capacity you...
Kasi, no. I haven't been on Twitter.
This is the thing, ah. The reason why it's nakakasuka to read the news is... Ay, ne, sorry. The reason why it's so hard to look read the news is because nakakasuka. Mm-hmm. Nakakasuka sa galit. Nakakasuka sa galit and sa frustration na wala right now or as of that moment magagawa. Diba?
Yeah, it's, and it's very... It makes... It really tears your soul apart knowing that you have the privilege to not read the news, you know? Don't you feel that way? I feel awful. Whenever I say, oh, I'm going to turn off Twitter so I can have self-care. It's like, nah, that's not the same for other people. They can't, they don't have that option. And I feel shitty, honestly. But also, you know, me reading Twitter and getting, I don't know, it's not helping if I just get depressed also.
I think we have to respect both sides of the, you know, of that argument. Kasi, for example, you have, again, we've been very, we've been very strong advocates for self-care during this time, diba? And there has to be a balance between self-care and, pero sabi, tama rin yung sinasabi mo na not all people can say like, hey, I need inner peace. Technically sila, kailangan kumain.
Yeah, I'm living the news right now.
Kailangan ko malaman kung makakalabas ako, magtatrabaho ba ako, makakabili ba ako ng pagkain para sa baby ko.
Yeah.
With that said, itong, well, at least Marikina, you know, parang 6,000 tricycle drivers are gonna go mass testing. Wow. Ilan na ba ang, ano yung kinumit ng Philippines? Like,
Ewan ko sa kanila.
Ewan ko.
Basta alam ko parang bahala na si Batman. Hindi, pero okay.
Sorry.
I believe, parang itong si Roque. Is that his name?
Yeah. Roque or Duque? Both, which Ebak is more Ebak?
The speaker.
Ah, okay.
Si Roque.
Okay.
So he said, things were taken out of context when he said that the Philippines is not ready for mass testing. He meant that he understood mass testing to mean every single person in the Philippines. Which, well, you know, I thought, you know, he would understand what it meant. It didn't mean everyone. But just to give clarification, they will be upping the testing naman daw. So,
ano bang cellphone na itong mga politicians natin? Naka 9110 ba itong mga to? Bakit hindi marunong mag-Google?
Mm.
Anyway, okay. So, buti pang Marikina. This is the first time that I actually can say wholeheartedly say sana all. I now understand the sentiment and I...
Parang Marikina in Pasig, no?
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, just to give people... I know the rule of this podcast is that we don't Google stuff. But I feel like this is important. Mm. Well, most things are important. But anyway... just to give you some facts, GMA News says that government data shows that from May 8 to 13, average conducted tests per day was 7,809. The government aims to increase capacity to at least 30,000 tests per day by the end of the month. But take note, capacity does not equate actual number of tests performed.
You know what? Ako, I don't know if I'm like a complete... pessimist na talaga pagdating sa gobyerno natin. Kasi I grew up, you know, like, I grew up with my dad saying like, grabe, I give so, I pay so much money, taxes, blah, blah, blah. So, ganun na ako. Anytime, the reason why I can't, you know, consume information like that is because aims, plans, yeah. Targets, it's like,
gets.
Parang, why trust these fuckers? Anyway.
It's just so... It's so depressing talaga. It's depressing na 2 months. What the fuck did we do?
And people were so obedient.
Not entirely, but yes. But
considering, compared to Australia, compared to the US, di ba? Filipinos naman are subservient. We're a subservient race.
The reason why, di ba, nung nag MECQ, the modified and enhanced, the modified enhanced community quarantine, when that was, parang nag-transition tayo to that from ECQ lang. Mm. Diba nagkaroon ng surge of people who went out?
Yeah.
And that proves, well, that's a factor in thinking na people were more scared of getting caught because nga of the violence that's been going on by the people who are supposed to be protecting us, the police. And nung sinabi ng gobyerno na, okay, pwede na kayong lumabas ng pakonti. I mean, kind of, pwede na kayong lumabas. The lumabas sila. So it shows that they're not really scared of the virus. Meaning, this government is not doing its job explaining it to people. Yeah. Why it's dangerous. Why?
Why what's it's happening? Important to stay at home.
And that's why it's even scarier na tinanggal pa yung biggest network that's been dispersing this information, this very valuable information, especially to people who don't have access to internet.
Yes.
But you already knew that because you guys are intelligent.
Yes. Love the pod, kids. Anyway, next one. Okay, on a lighter, that was a light note, pero on a lighter note.
Gabi yung opener na yun, ah.
I know. I thought it was going to be light. Tops Darnayla. Tama? Sorry. I'm not wearing my glasses. Sorry, can't read. This coming school year, magiging in-demand na kaya ang home online tutorials. What did you learn? Apparently, Xavier, the school. If you haven't listened to The Lamest Fist Fight, I think dun galing yung school nung pinag-usapan ko. Why?
Don't shit on the school.
I'm not shitting on the school. I'm just saying. Just so you can understand where most tagurus come from. Why?
Anyway,
I'm just saying actually nga, physically superior.
Yeah.
Physically, ha? I don't know why, pero yung mga Xavier, gayot.
Well, anyway, moving on. So my sister has 4 kids, my ate, and she just told us na looks like she's going to have to get them a laptop each.
And how old are they?
The youngest is like 4. The eldest is 12. Yeah.
Wow.
Parang itong school year pa lang dapat papasok yung youngest ng real school. Grade 1.
The first laptop I ever purchased myself, I was 26.
The first laptop I had was first year college. Well, malamang, hindi naman usap before. Ibang panahon naman ngayon eh. Naman. Oh, di ba? Hindi naman pating i-compare. Yung mga magulang na naman natin, wala silang cellphone.
So, for sure, it's gonna be in demand. I think what his question is...
Magbukas kaya ako rin tutorial.
I think yung question niya is kung mas maraming bang mag-offer ng tutor, parang tutor services, ganun.
I don't know eh. I think so though. Kasi parents are busy working from home. You know, it's very... Pero, diba, there's on one hand, we don't want the kids to have screen time. And then the second, we have no choice really. Right now, Vito, I really don't want him to have screen time, especially because he's just 8 months old. And I have no choice because his grandparents miss him so much. That's the only way we connect. And I don't want him to forget his family.
Yeah.
Diba?
Also, anyway, yun nga, and if you're working, it's impossible not to have your kid with you and then nakatingin sa screen. Kasi nagtatrabaho ka on a screen.
Yeah.
Next.
But I do suggest that someone come up with a company for online tutors. Diba?
Yeah.
And then make it fun para the kids aren't like, gusto ko na lang mag-YouTube ng something else.
True.
Diba? Should we do that, Jim? Sorry, Tops. We're gonna get your idea. Na joke lang. Monetize it.
From Christine De Hoya. This is nice. It's a... She shared a volunteer-led initiative. It's called helpfromhome.ph. It's a website that is a directory of all the cities and hospitals that are most in need of your help.
Cool.
So parang ang ganda eh. It doesn't accept donations, pero it's a parang
directory.
Yeah, very clear and organized na. Kumari, if ikaw, you want to help this city, you want to help this sort of sector go, and then there's it leads you to those pages. Amazing.
I want to look at it. Can I look at it? Am I allowed?
Not now.
Okay, fine. So annoying.
Ruthie. Si Ruthie.
Yes, my tita.
Ah, tita nga pala. Who's younger than you?
She's
anyway,
just like a year older.
From New Jersey. Ruthie says, resurgence of barter in Iloilo and Bacolod. Gucci bags for relief goods. What would you barter?
Gucci bags for relief goods.
Well, I asked her this. I go, ano yun?
Uh-huh.
And apparently, yun nga, in Iloilo, people are bartering, let's say, Gucci bags for 3 boxes of pancit canton. Ganun na yung style nila.
To the pancit canton that they will get, they will
eat.
Keep it or donate it?
Eat.
Oh. That's strange.
Hindi, kasi no one has, parang kumbaga, with an economy that's plummeting, you...
Di na pera ang usapan. Oh.
Barter.
What would you barter?
I have a Note 9, a Samsung Note 9.
Benta.
I really am selling it.
Hey, actually, yes, yeah. What would I... ako rin. I have a single bed with drawers underneath.
Yes, it's taking up so much space. We're using the podcast to sell our
stuff. I also have a crib.
Pero seryoso yung Samsung Note 9. I would barter it for an external hard drive. Because you know what?
2 terabytes though.
I love
hard drives.
I absolutely love.
I love.
I fucking love.
I love. I am in love.
I am so horny for hard drives.
Hashtag horny for hard drives.
De, pero seryoso, Samsung Note 9.
We are going to post these things for sale on our exclusive Facebook page.
Yeah. If you have like 10 clean canteens, game on.
We don't need more clean canteens.
What else do we need? I'm looking. Essential oils.
Oh.
And Lysol.
Stop.
Sorry. Okay.
Stop.
Next. From Diane Carl. Reese, our friend and guest of the podcast.
Yeah, listen to that episode.
Recent Sangan wrote us, her song, a song about space, was used by the NASA campaign.
That's super cool. Incredible.
And the song's great.
Yeah. Good job, Reese.
Good job, Reese. Diane Malabag. Liquor ban.
It's lifted, yeah.
It is?
Yes.
It is?
Yes, in QC. But you can only buy it from 1 to 5 p.m. Yeah. And in other places, Ren, Mandaluyong, I think, it's lifted na. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the liquor ban?
Of course, I understand why. Parang,
because some people were...
During these times, huwag kang magkalat, huwag kang may pag-away. Pero, what about folk like me who wants to have a glass of wine and listen to jazz?
And, makakawawa naman yung mga...
Like, gets ko naman na parang, okay, iwas...
Iwas gulo.
Iwas ginbilog patayan, diba? Ganon.
Mm.
But, ewan ko, parang dami-daming problema, dude. Like, dami-dami yung ginagawa, dami yung ginagawang inconvenience sa amin. Pero kayo, you're fucking not doing anything. Yun nga, we had 2 months of a liquor ban, all these things.
Yes, and they didn't do shit. If we had the liquor ban, if we had this ECQ, and you were doing
your
stuff.
Kainis,
sobrang whiny. If you were just doing your stuff. I mean, I couldn't have my fucking wine.
Stay home.
Motherfuckers,
fucker,
just fucking...
Do stuff, fucker. Motherfuckers, do stuff.
Just motherfuckers, do stuff.
Who was that again?
I'm not even gonna.
Sorry. Do stuff.
But I love that.
Motherfuckers,
stay at home.
Motherfuckers, do stuff.
Another trending thing, though, was Kim Chu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Grabe. I was, siguro, gaano katagal na ba? Grabe yung LSS ko doon. So Kim Chu was part of this ABS-CBN live broadcast on Zoom.
Yeah.
I think they were talking about their feelings about things. And I do, I commend her for speaking up.
Oh.
Although, medyo na, I think na fluster siya. And she admittedly did not really make sense when she was talking about the classroom. Mm. So she said, sa classroom may batas. Bawal lumabas o bawal lumabas. Pero pag sinabi, pag nag-comply ka at nag-submit ka ng mga something, ay nakalimutan ko na.
Grabe, you played it so much. I think I could sing it.
Sa classroom may batas. Bawal lumabas o bawal lumabas. Pero pag sinabing pag nag-comply ka.
Okay.
So she said these things, and then of course Twitter, social media did its thing, and somebody made a remix of it, and it just went crazy viral. And she did get bullied for it.
Ako, OE yung mga nang bully naman.
Yeah, parang, I thought it was just like poking, teasing her about it.
Ganun lang naman eh, di ba? Hindi naman siya tinira na...
There are people like, there are people who just use the line because it's very, very catchy. But we're not saying like, oh, he's dumb, whatever. It's not like that. But there were people who took advantage of that. Mm. Yung mga admin trolls, they took it as their chance to...
nag-attack
yes,
yung mga...
That's how they... attack,
mga funks.
Parang, yan, mga ABS. Yung gano'n. Yes, yung mga JJ funks. So, so, ayun. What she did was amazing. She owned it.
Hmm.
On her YouTube page, she talked about it, how she dealt with the trolls and the bashers. She really took it hard. And then, someone wrote her a letter telling her to... basta parang don't beat yourself up on about this. And yun, she contacted the person who did the remix of her speech, and she made
who
a whole
that?
Freaking
whom,
song.
I
think
DJ,
his name is DJ Squammy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Great remix by DJ Squammy, by the way.
So pero I guess that's how you really handle a PR issue. I honestly don't know what Kim Chu has been up to. The last thing I know is she still with Gerald?
No.
She's, let me guess, with Eric Ban, Eric Chu, something like that.
Sian Lim. Eric Chu, si Kim Chu, si ano, Pinoy Big Brother winner. Yes. Okay.
Okay. all right. This is interesting. From Lee Solomon, I think na ano sa copy paste. Ali Solomon, Lee Solomon. Sorry, it just says Y Solomon.
Unprofessional.
Talking about the rise of Facebook polls on who we want as president. It's sketchy because some said it may be used to profile us, but a lot of people still participate, so it might help them to share this. What do you think of these things? Yung, did you ever do the ano mga fortune telling like porn name?
What?
Yung to use to gather data on you pala.
No.
You never did those.
No.
I always wanted. Parang ako kasi.
Saka ako, I get so tempted to join those mga quiz, mga which Riverdale character are you? Mga ganun, mga which, what kind of blank are you? Pero it's gonna tap into your Facebook.
Yeah.
Ano?
So apparently yun nga, it's data mining. If you haven't watched Westworld, this is the non-action and cool version of it.
You mean non-cool?
Non-cool version of it. Yes.
Yeah. Westworld. Okay.
Okay. That was fun. Okay, so Twitter scrolls. Now, as you know, we have the Mali Bag.
In case you don't know, Sab and I have a band called Cheats. Since we can't perform for the next few months, we decided to make a video series called Cheats Inside Your Home. We re-recorded and rearranged old songs and performed them from our own homes. Hope you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, bit.ly/cheatsmusic. That's bit.ly/cheatsmusic. All our music videos, lyric videos, and this series is there. People send in their letters. We answer their questions. Where do they send their emails, Sabi?
Wakeup@spellsab.com.
Wakeup@spellsab.com.
Before we start, I just want to sing a line from Classroom Law.
Again.
Inayos mo yung law ng classroom mo. Okay, that's it. That is such a catchy line.
Yeah. Inayos mo ang law ng classroom mo. Oh yeah, it's
inayos mo.
You know what?
Yung law ng classroom mo.
You know what? You know why?
Pero tas favorite ko talaga yung ending niya, yung ay pwede na pala ikaw lumabas.
That one is a reach. The reason why the song worked is because the melodies are so hooky.
Ang galing nga nung nag-remix.
And the lyrics though, parang kasi when you have a really strong melody,
uh-huh.
Diba, it's like, let's say, never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Uh-huh.
The line becomes magical.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, pero, if you say it out loud, never mind, I'll find someone like you. Is that the right line?
Yes.
Never mind, I'll...
It's still a very powerful line.
It's still a very bad example. Anyway. What's an example of a...
What do you mean?
Okay, sige. So, kumari, if I said like...
What do you
if I
mean?
If I was in a club... Di mo muna
kinu- I'm sorry, puta.
Kumari, if I'm in a club...
Or what about, is it too late now to say sorry?
Ah, okay. Sabihin ko,
ay, bakit Justin Bieber?
Pero if sabihin ko sa girl, kumari, is it too late to say I'm sorry? Very different from, is it too late to say... Paano ulit yan?
Sabihin ko, ano? Ba't kumakanta ka?
Anyway,
sorry ka na lang.
The reason why is, ang ganda kasi it makes the lines of her lyrics, the lines that she say, seem like it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
So therefore,
inayos mo yung low ng classroom mo. May ganun pa eh. May auto-tune eh. I love it.
Okay. So here we go. We're going for the malibag.
So as a backgrounder, I posted on Instagram about Jim putting my vitamins on my bedside table every night when he knows I forgot to drink it for the day. And somehow my post triggered this letter sender, this malibag sender. So she said, acts of service for the win. Kasi this quarantine, ang daming nare-realize since we've been stripped off of yung mga bagay na hindi essential sa atin. Parang ngayon, we make sure that the things we are keeping in our lives ay sure na importante sa atin. It got me thinking, special kaya ako sa boyfriend ko? And will I be able to feel his love kahit hindi kami nakikita in person? The last time my boyfriend and I physically dated was the end of March. Ngayon, video calls, Netflix party. Pero nung nagkita kami, it was a few days before the lockdown and just 2 weeks short of our first anniversary together. Bago mag-quarantine, I researched for places na romantic where we could celebrate. I've always wanted to go to Tagaytay with him and eat our yung favorite kong tawilis doon. However, naabutan kami ng eruption and nagbago yung plans. Okay? And then, I'd ask him to fetch me sa work and instead of doing a regular dinner date, doon na lang kami kakain dapat for a chiller celebration sa QC. But ECQ happened, so nag-isip ako ng virtual way of surprising him sa anniversary. Ginawan ko na lang kami ng Viber stickers at pinadalhan ng veggies. Oh, that's so sweet. Sayang tuloy planning, kainis. Although, ngayon, nalulungkot lang ako. He wasn't able to prepare something for me. Hindi naman ako nag-expect ng anything grand kasi he usually just gives me yung default gift of flowers on special occasions like birthday, 6 month celebration, or Valentine's. Sad lang na he would buy it at the last minute. May tag pa yung gift niya sa akin noong Christmas. And hindi mura, 7K siya. Nagfe-flex ba siya? Haha. So yun, kaya ako yung nag-isip where we'll celebrate kasi feel ko na hindi siya nakakapag-research. Baka kasi busy. And mag-gift talaga ako. Usually it takes me weeks para makahanap ng gifts for him. Anyway, nag-post naman siya online about us. And sweet naman yun. Pero okay na ba yun? High maintenance ba ako for asking for a gift minsan? Diniretso ko na siya kasi naiyak ako tuwing naiisip ko na hindi siya nag-prepare. I said hindi nagre-translate yung I love yous mo into action. So I told him, can you give me kahit 100 letter? just so may reminder ako of our first anniversary. And he said okay. He said he'll even edit a 1-minute video for me. 2 months na nakalipas daw and wala pa. Ang sad lang kasi na-stalk ko yung ex niya and he posted a WordPress with his birthday wish and the messages of yung common friends nila doon. He even dedicated a short film for her birthday. Ang effort, no? Bakit ganun? Sabi niya, mas marami kasi siyang time noon and he's sorry for making me feel that way. I believe him naman. And he always says na he has never been with someone who made him this happy. Ngayon lang siya nakaramdam nito. In general naman, happy kami. He makes sure I'm okay. He constantly checks in on me. He drives 2 hours to see me. If need ko ng call, G siya palagi. He gives me time and respects me. Okay naman siya as a boyfriend. But why do I feel this way? Bakit ang halaga ng anniversary sa akin? Is gifting important din? Magkaiba lang ba kami ng love language and dapat i-accept ko na lang yun? Yung totoo, ang petty ko lang ba? Shit, that's it. Love you guys. Not her real name, Lily.
Okay, I guess the first thing I have to say is that, one, men are naturally stupid and are not as proactive as women. That's a joke. Pero, I mean, not, like, that's kidding aside, joke. I mean, a half joke. But the serious thing is, I think you have to... There's no point in having love languages if you don't communicate what yours is. Now, that's the first question. Alam ba niya? Because for him, maybe for him, doing a dedication is the equivalent of... what did she want him to do? Pick her up or something? Parang kumbaga, if for... And again, I go back to Sami ni Sab. Like, especially in the beginning of our relationship, it was so hard to figure out, like, parang ako, I'm always like praising you. I always say you're beautiful. I admire you all the time.
Thank you.
Pero a little thing like, oh, Jim didn't offer to do this or Jim didn't ano. Therefore, ako, I would feel like, huh? Wala ba talaga akong nagagawa for you na nagpapasaya sa'yo?
Because, okay, just a backgrounder, Jim's love language is words of affirmation and mine is acts of service. That's why him giving me the vitamins on my bedside table, that's such a big deal to me kasi that's an act of service, which is not naturally his love language. But he knows that that's mine and he's learned to do it because that's how he shows he loves me. And ako, I would say, I think the si Lily has expressed this to his, to her girl, to his, to her boyfriend.
Mm.
Because sabi nga niya, nag-promise na yung guy, diba, nagagawan siya ng letter, ng whatever. But I would say, girl, actually not all guys would ever post on Instagram like a love dedication thing. So it's kind of a big deal. But I would say these are different times. I think your anxiety is so heightened. Your separation anxiety is off the roof. Kasi hindi mo na alam eh kung may babalikan pa tayo eh.
At hindi mo na feel na love ka. Kasi syempre iba pa rin na may, you have moments na he hugs you and then you're reminded na, oh shit, talagang whatever.
Yes, you know, yeah, especially if like you that. Had that before, it's biglang mawawala for a long time.
Or him laughing at your jokes or something like that. Also, I want to point out na I think it's impossible to compare what someone did for their ex. Especially yeah. with guys, ha? Come on, man. Like ako, in college, in high school, I was the ultimate ganun ako.
Talaga?
Hindi, maganun
big
ako.
Gestures?
Big gesture. Pero during the non-big gesture, pag hindi birthday, useless boyfriend. Pero birthday niya, okay, gagawa ako ng corny surprise party, whatever. Kay Sab, tingnan mo, hindi talaga ako naging ganun. Pero I would, you know, I've been...
Wala kang big gestures, no?
Hindi na ako ganun. You know why? Kasi nga, one, I think... I feel like ngayon ko lang na-realize, pero I realized that I was doing the parang kumbaga it felt so fake na to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I was doing those things and I didn't really want to be with those girlfriends. Ano yun? Parang,
I hope they're not listening to this.
I mean, I would prepare all these things just for once, one or two times in a year. And then, kaya parang naging iba na yung mindset ko.
I feel like, would you say it was more for you?
It was more for me.
So they'd let you off the hook?
Yes. Not let me off the hook, pero parang okay, so at least I feel like, okay, I did my job as a boyfriend. Okay na ha, pasado na ha. Okay na ha.
Yeah. So, yeah. I would say, Lily, I think, okay lang na ganyan ang nararamdaman mo. It's, I think, don't think that you're being petty, but it's nice to be aware of this. Nice to be aware na medyo heightened talaga yung separation anxiety mo. But it doesn't stop there. I think you actively have to fight it. Diba? Kasi I don't think your boyfriend deserves you sort of accusing him that he doesn't love you as much as kumare, he did his ex. I don't think that's right. And he doesn't, I think he probably doesn't deserve that. So, I don't know. I think ang hirap naman talaga gumawa ng paraan ngayon. And if he wasn't doing anything, then mainis ka. Pero I'm assuming he has a job, right? And if he says he doesn't have the time to edit you a video or something, parang just ano.
Yeah. And ako, my...
Just that it, ako, I would say, choose your battles. Right now, it's times are different. Cling on to what you have and just enjoy it na lang.
Also,
I would say,
last thing.
Be present.
My last thing is, thank you for writing us, pero sharing your story. But here's some advice. If you want a guy to be sweet or be romantic, I would suggest that... you may not want to specify what he should do. Diba kasi yung write me a letter or ganyan-ganyan. Ewan ko, parang...
Nagiging empty, no? Hindi ba?
Parang, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that there's parang mali ka for doing that or wanting that. What I'm saying is, I'm talking on behalf of men who will react a certain way, which is... Kasi ako personally, once madictate kung ano yung specific... Ano, then, okay, I'll follow the rules. It's very different from, kuwari, ganito.
It's like, wouldn't you feel like I'm your mother?
Medyo.
Diba, telling you what to do? Like, parang, Jim, write me a letter.
Ibalik ko sa example natin. Ibang iba, when Sab would say, hey, I really feel like I'm not as special when you don't do this. Mas mapapagalaw ako. Mas magiging creative ako, mas magiging sincere yung actions ko. Kaysa if Sab said, hey, I want you every day at 1 p.m. Pick up ganyan, you drive me, and then ganyan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good advice.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, but don't be so hard on yourself either, yeah. Okay? There's nothing wrong with how you're feeling.
Yes.
It's normal.
Yes.
We're not judging you. No judgments here.
Yeah.
But I would say, give the guy a break and talagang enjoy mo na lang talaga na he seems very sweet na he posted about you on Instagram and...
Well, Sabi.
Yeah.
Wag rin naman natin i-overestimate yung nag-post siya sa Instagram.
I know, but konti lang ng guys nagagawa
na. I think yun yung
for
point.
For me, that means absolutely nothing. Well, except if it's you. And yung posts mo, kasi tira mo, if you look at Jim's posts for me, it's like one line. Kasi wala yung mga, best woman that ever existed. My love and...
Thank you for the time you bought me soup.
Pero Jim, kasi naman, mag-asawa na tayo.
Yeah, hindi ko ginagawa.
Wait. Kasi mag-asawa. Bota naman, no? Charot. So, I'm saying na, dahil mag-asawa na tayo, and I feel your love every day, especially meron tayong touch, meron tayong quality time. Ito kasi, dahil malayo sila, it means so much for...
Hindi.
Ano ba? Pero we're on the same page, right? I'm saying na this, of course it would matter a lot to the girl.
And
to this younger girl.
It's okay to the girl. I'm saying nga it's okay to the girl. I'm warning Lily though that Lily, tama ka rin naman to be apprehensive to say, nag-Instagram post siya. Parang, kasi totoo, yeah, parang kumbaga both. It's okay to in to value and cherish the fact that he posted on Instagram. But I'm also saying na it doesn't take that much work.
Wait lang ah. Okay, just to recap sa last paragraph ni Lily. In general, happy naman kami. He makes sure I'm okay. He constantly checks in on me. He drives two hours to see me. If need ko ng call, okay. G siya palagi. He
I'm
gives
so
me time
sorry,
and respects me.
Of Lily.
Okay naman siya as a boyfriend. Pero why do I feel this way?
Not listening,
wait
sorry.
Wait lang ah. Lily, may I twist this whole thing? Is this your subconscious telling you that you want to be single? Because you're creating problems that aren't there. That might be a question you should ask yourself. But again, this just might be, I may have fucked it up and put that in your head. But why not? If you're thinking about that, maybe think about it talaga. But it just might be, again, heightened separation anxiety. And you're just missing your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just don't give him a hard time. Be aware of that and fight it.
Yeah. Okay.
Be a good girlfriend. And
we've gone over time.
Love him.
Bye-bye.
Bye.